Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. We celebrated Mother's Day just a little over a week ago, and Father's Day is quickly approaching. And though these days are not high holy days in the liturgical calendar, we do recognize them each year in church. I really love the tradition in our church that the men's chorus sings on Mother's Day and the women's chorus returns the favor on Father's Day. Anyway, as you know, the fifth commandment tells us to honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Which for me raises the question of who exactly my parents are. Of course, we have the two people who brought us into the world and, if we're fortunate, raised us up and provided for us in our formative years. But looking back on our lives, don't we recognize a much larger collection of parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, teachers, church youth leaders, girl and boy scout leaders, coaches, sometimes even the neighbor down the street? In a sermon not long ago, I told you about my Aunt Evelyn, who never had children of her own, but still, she had many, many children. Our parents are all of those who took the time to help us learn how to live with honor in this world, with joy, with integrity, with unselfishness. I think the fifth commandment makes room for honoring these additional parents as well. And how exactly do we honor them? We do it by taking the best they were, the best they gave us, and incorporating those things into our lives. This is the most important legacy our forebears leave us, but it doesn't stop there, this honor thing. It goes on as we embrace the next generation and pass these good things on to them. We saw this happening yesterday in church as our preschool children allowed us to eavesdrop on their chapel worship. If you weren't there and haven't seen it, you're missing out. We saw parents and grandparents, Mr. K and our teachers, and we saw an entire church that supports the ministry of our preschool. And we witnessed the honoring of our earthly parents, and I would say our heavenly parent as well, by the way we live and by the ways we continue to give to the children who come after us.